Dig aims to reveal buried secrets. Archaeological excavations at a National Trust house in Oxfordshire are exploring and uncovering the popular site's medieval past this summer. A trench has been opened on the oval lawn at the National Trust Grays Court near Henley, where it will remain until July the 27th for its annual Festival of Archaeology. It is the third time archaeologists have returned to the site to see what they can discover of its medieval and Tudor history after excavations were first carried out in 2024. The first excavation uncovered a 13th or 14th century wall to the south of the Oval Lawn, which used to be a courtyard built in the style of a defensive structure with the appearance of a castle. Last year, archaeologists from National Trust and South Oxfordshire Archaeological Group excavated a small 5 square metre trench in the centre of the lawn and uncovered evidence of a long demolished building. It is believed that Sir Francis Knollys, an important member of Queen Elizabeth I's court, demolished earlier buildings and rebuilt much of Gray's Court when he inherited the site in the 16th century. An archaeological survey technique, parch marks, identified a long narrow building linking two sides of a rectangular courtyard which existed in the late medieval period. Parch marks are ghostly features that appear on lawns during hot, dry weather, which trace the outlines of demolished buildings, buried walls, due to the grass above the underground structure, drying out faster than other areas. During last year's excavation, the demolished structure was established as a substantial building with broad walls capable of supporting two stories and a roof. Finds included fragments of roof tile, decorative floor tile, and window glass, suggesting a high-status building. Archaeologists speculate that the building may have functioned as a sheltered passageway across the courtyard, with storage chambers at ground level. This year's excavation has opened a trench adjacent to last year's dig site to reveal more of the structure, as there are indications of a brick-built cellar. A second excavation in September will investigate a substantial structure, possibly a tower, which once stood on the upper lawn. Visitors to Gray's Court during the Festival of Archaeology from now until July the 27th, between 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m, will be able to chat to archaeologists, witness discoveries as they happen, and learn about the site's history. Gray's Court is a family home in delightful gardens owned by the National Trust. Find the house in Rotherfield Grays near Henley. See nationaltrust.org.uk.